Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your WTUZ News. A section of Interstate 77 will be reduced to one lane on Thursday. Ohio Department of Transportation crews are repairing potholes beginning at 9 a.m. District 11 Public Information Officer Lauren Burrell says southbound traffic flow will be directed to one lane.
From 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., they will be working to patch potholes along the roadway there from the Strasburg exit to just north of the Schneider's Crossing exit.
She reminds motorists to give yourself extra time during construction season so you can follow the slowdown move over law.
This law not only protects ODOT workers out there on the roadways, but it also protects motorists so that they can get to their destination safely.
ODOT crews will perform the one-day pothole patching. The Rotary Club of Bolivar Zor, in collaboration with the Cleveland Clinic Union Hospital and the Stark Tuscarawas Wayne Recycling District, will be hosting its annual Spring Health Check, e-cycle drop-off, and community pancake breakfast this Saturday, April 28th from 6 to 10 a.m. Tuskegee Valley Schools Superintendent Mark Murphy says the high school will provide the site for this event.
Unused prescription drop-off, e-cycle, e-waste, anything that's electrical appliances, if you plug it in, we've got folks there that can collect that from you and recycle that safely. And then we also have document shredding. So it really is a one-stop shop, and we're really just excited to provide this opportunity for people in not only the Tuskegee Valley community, but in our region.
Murphy wants to urge residents to stop by for the health check, where participants will receive a wide range of screening tests. Cost is only $50, and it includes a complimentary pancake breakfast. If you just want to come out and support the local Rotary, the pancake and sausage breakfast is open from 6 to 10 a.m. for all community members for only $5. For more information on this event, visit unionhospital.org or our website at WTUZ.com. In state news, civil rights attorneys contended Wednesday that the Trump administration tried to rush deportations of Iraqis who face torture, sexual slavery, and even beheadings in their home country. A sixth U.S. Court of Appeals three-judge panel in Cincinnati heard arguments on the federal government's request to lift a judge's order blocking the deportations. American Civil Liberties Union attorney Lee Gelnert told the panel the Detroit judge had faced signing people's death warrants. In sports news, LeBron James lifted the Cavs to victory last night with a three-pointer as time expired to beat Indiana in Game 5, 98-95. James ended up with 44 points as the Cavs now own a 3-2 series lead. Game 6 is tomorrow night from Indianapolis. The home run ball powered the Indians to victory last night, 4-1 over the Cubs. Brandon Guyer, Francisco Lindor, and Edwin Encarnacion all homered. The Indians welcome the Seattle Mariners tonight at 6:10. Game 1 in the East second round is tonight as Pittsburgh takes on Washington at 7 o'clock. Tonight, the second annual Big Z Sports Draft Party will be from 6 to 9 at Bottoms Up Bar and Grill in Strasburg. Join the party at Bottoms Up or listen live right here and online at WTUZ.com. Your 9 o'clock news is brought to you by Century National Bank in New Philadelphia. Reliable, responsive lenders. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
Are you thinking about buying, remodeling, or refinancing your home? Count on me, Sue Edwards, with Century National Bank. Century National Bankers have earned a reputation for trustworthiness and reliability. We provide solutions that make sense for you, and we're ready to work at a pace that's comfortable for you. Talk with a lender you can count on to be reliable, caring, and committed to creating the right loan for you. Call or visit us today at Century National Bank, and let's talk loans.
A division of Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Watch out for patchy fog this morning. Also, some cloud cover. Look for the clouds to gradually break for sun later this morning into this afternoon, with high temperatures in the lower 60s. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight, low of 43. Friday, partly sunny. Look for some scattered showers to return later in the afternoon. High temperature 64. Scattered showers will persist Friday night into Saturday. A chilly day Saturday with high temperatures in the lower 50s. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
For news, sports, and weather, don't forget to visit WTUZ.com. From the newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring.
99.9 WTUZ.